I'm Charles Murphy reporting. A 31-year-old Belgrade man is charged with using a computer to solicit or seduce a child under 15 and use of a cell phone to facilitate a felony. Palm Beach County Sheriff deputies say Joshami Sewell requested the 14-year-old girl send him a nude image electronically to him and offered to meet up with the 8th grader for sexual relations. He also sent the girl cash so she could get her hair done. He allegedly called the minor several times, even though she declined his request for FaceTime video calls to have phone sex. Palm Beach deputies had several text messages to use as they built their case. Sewell told deputies he was set up. A Felda man was sentenced for his role in a rooster-fighting ring in DeSoto County this week. Adrian Soto was adjudicated guilty of animal cruelty, giving false information to law enforcement, and using an animal to bait or fight another animal. He received 3 years probation and 10 months in the county jail. He can no longer own animals of any kind. His court costs were $850. He also has to forfeit a trailer. He'll also have 200 hours of community service. The investigation dated back to April of 2022 to a cockfighting event on County Road 763, where a pedestrian was struck and injured by a car that fled the scene. A 23-year-old LaBelle man facing charges after trespassing on a cattle ranch. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says the case dated back to last November in Glades County on Loblolly Bay Road. Wildlife officers came in contact with three subjects with four hunting dogs. They found significant damage had been made to the gate of a cattle ranch, and the cattle could be heard moving around in the background. Officers say Jacob Mott refused to give his real name at first and claimed he had no government ID or ID on him. He later admitted that one of the hunting dogs had got away and gone onto the ranch, and he used the side-by-side to vandalize the gate to enter the property. The ranch was properly posted as trespassing on a designated commercial agriculture property is a felony in the state. They also found 6 grams of cocaine on the subject. There were 3 arrests in all, including one of an 18-year-old from LaBelle, Janedrick Williams, and a 19-year-old from Fort Denode, Kyandre Thompson. Officers say they also found a bag of spice. This weekend, you can fish in Florida without a fishing license April 4th and 5th. It's the state's freshwater license-free fishing days. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission encouraging families and visitors to take advantage. There'll be multiple public fishing spots open statewide. All other fishing regulations, including the size and bag limits, will still apply. I'm Charles Murphy, WAFC News.